This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The faculty union at Community College of Philadelphia has set a strike deadline for tomorrow morning. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
After more than a year of contract talks, the Faculty and Staff Federation at Community College is drawing a line in the sand.
We are setting a strike deadline for Wednesday, the 26th at 7 a.m.
Union Secretary Marissa Johnson Valenzuela says there hasn't been enough progress toward a new contract for the 1,200 full and part-time instructors and support staff. Community College of Philadelphia VP Shannon Rooney says the two sides have more negotiations set for today.
We're really surprised and quite frankly disappointed that the Federation would take the step of announcing a strike deadline when we have been going back and forth consistently.
The college contends any strike would be illegal because a formal fact-finding process is underway. Johnson Valenzuela disputes that.
If we do decide to go on strike, we will go on strike until a court says that we can't, and then we will take it from there.
Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Authorities have identified the Delaware County teen killed over the weekend in West Philadelphia while riding a SEPTA bus. As KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, police have released video of four suspects they are looking for.
The video shows three teens first in a convenience store and then getting onto a bus at Girard and Ridge around 12:45 Saturday afternoon. About 15 minutes later, the bus picks up the fourth suspect along Girard. Police say there was a fight between the 4 and 15-year-old Zakir Whitfield. They say the bus stopped and the shooter got out of the back of the bus, turned, and shot into the bus, striking Whitfield once in the chest, killing him. The teen was a student at Upper Darby High School. The school released a statement extending thoughts and prayers, saying they added extra counselors and linked additional resources to help guide parents in speaking with their children about the violence. Detectives are examining the video they have and trying to identify those teens. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A 34-year-old former employee of a Jenkintown urgent care is on his way to state prison after pleading guilty to posing as a nurse and sexually assaulting 13 women over a five-month span. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Ramon Garcia from Crescentville, sentenced to 5 to 10 years in state prison, followed by 5 years probation and a lifetime of registering as a sexually violent predator. While employed as a tech at Carbon Health Urgent Care Facilities in Jenkintown, Drescher in Philadelphia, Garcia posed as a nurse to watch women undress, give urine samples, and in some cases even performed hands-on exams of intimate body parts. Prosecutor Lauren Marvel says Garcia violated the women's trust by posing as a medical professional, and she credits their courage in coming forward. forward.
What they have been through is horrific. And also, they are resilient and strong, and they are going to take that resilience, that strength and bravery and compassion, and they are going to use it to make the world a better place.
One woman told the court she was finishing her studies to become a nurse when she was assaulted by Garcia. She'll use her experience to make sure her patients are safe and are heard. As she handed down the sentence, Montgomery County Judge Wendy Rothstein called Garcia's conduct horrendous and predatory. She also credited the women who came forward, saying because they had the courage to step up, they put a sexually violent predator behind bars for at least 5 years. In Norristown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Food banks are facing massive federal funding cuts from the USDA, as well as rising demand for assistance from community members due to high food prices. KYW's Vic Ragapathy spoke to leaders of a local food bank who have to stretch their dwindling supply.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture earlier this month nixed two programs, Local Food for Schools and Local Food Purchase Assistance, which provided funding for schools and food banks to buy from local farmers and ranchers. The agency says it's sunsetting them because they're COVID-era programs. George Matizdik is the executive director of Share Food Program, a Philly-based food bank that serves hundreds of thousands of people in the five-county region through a network of food pantries and about 800 schools.
We stand to lose up to about $8 million of total food and funding for the next fiscal year.
Matizdik says that could mean losing up to a quarter of the food they typically provide, all while more people need assistance in the face of high food prices for consumers.
We are looking at a warehouse as empty as it's been in probably a decade, and more community members are coming to us at any time in recent memory.
Share Food Chief Communications Officer Jess Bautista says because federal sources account for about 60% of their food and funding, they'll have to work hard to make up for these cuts.
To watch everything that you're trying to do to make sure people don't go to sleep hungry keep toppling down, it's heartbreaking on top of incredibly motivating.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.